important was that result there today to get that share of the points over?
Yeah, massively important. Disappointed after the first half display by ourselves, but second half, you know, we didn't score to the 67th minute, I was told. So delighted to fight back and earn a point in the end after possibly giving it away in the spell before.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you had chances in the second half and just didn't take them, and those balls dropping short, but I suppose you didn't lose heart or fit, you kept going.
No, I think it's important to keep the fight, you know. I think they were all the right shots, just four or five drop short, two or three came off the post, and as long as they're the right shots, you can live with that there. We just need to be ready for the battle every day, regardless of how things are going for us. Just be ready to fight every day for every ball, and I thought we'd done that today much better than we'd done in the previous games.
Yeah. You mentioned there in the first half, you disappointed with the first half, but you got off to a great start, really pinned Galway back in their own half, and then got the penalty and, you know, got into a great position.
Yeah, I think the first half display, you know, was fantastic. The first half of the second half now is where we need to have a look at, but yeah, the first half was very good, but we need to marry a performance for 70 minutes. I think every team's going to kind of have their spell, but more consistent over the 70 minutes is what we're aiming for.
Yeah. How disappointed was it to concede the goal so short after scoring from the penalty?
Listen, that's football. Things like that happen. Delighted with the reaction. You know, heads could have dropped, but not when Duncan kicked the next point. I think they put us three ahead, so not very happy with the reaction after it. You know, easily could have ended up going from a 6-point game to
two-point
up, and you ended up going down three up, so three up not happy enough with that.
Three up at half time, what was the feeling in the dressing room?
Just needed to kick on, get more scores. We knew that, you know, it was going to take 112, 113, 114 to possibly win the game.
Yeah.
Be very disappointed with, you know, obviously our shooting in the second half, but delighted with the fight.
Yeah. Got we up the tempo a bit in the second half, didn't they?
They did, yeah. You know, they brought the fight, but you'd expect that in Division 1. Every team, you know, is ready for the fight, and we have to be ready for it as well.
Yeah. Obviously, back into the side, you know, after the last couple of games, getting back into full fitness.
Yeah, I'm delighted to be back out there and amongst the team and being able to contribute, and that's all I want to be able to do, and every single person within that change room wants to be able to do. So now the more bodies we have back on the field, the more the intensity and training will go up, so we need to continue to lift the levels. I think we know we haven't been at quite the levels yet this season, and that's our aim now going forward.
And how difficult it is when you do come back to see there's so many new players in there, you know, to get adjusted to that as well?
But a lot of them were up training there the last few years, so you would know a few of them. Obviously there is a good few new fellas, and it takes a wee bit of time, but you know, we've been training for months, interacting for months. You might necessarily be on the field, but you're there with each other three times a week, you know. So I think it takes a wee while to build relationships, but there's only one place to do it, and it's on the training field.
Tell me, Armagh next week now, isn't it? Armagh
next week, and then the old Roscommon.
Yeah, so obviously still very much fighting to stay in Division 1.
Yeah, and we're ready for the fight.